Welcome into Jaguars Live, presented by EverBank, here for the postgame report, joined by starting quarterback Chad Henne. Chad, you didn't get any reps tonight. That had to feel kind of nice to go into the opener all rested.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had some improvement throughout the three preseason games, did some really good things in practice, and Gus said, you know, you have the night off and, you know, get well rested and ready to go next week.
How hard is it as the starting quarterback to go into the last preseason game, knowing that you haven't had a lot of continuity with the offensive line and the wide receiving group, to not get any reps, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but I mean, the guys have been practicing. Cecil's been back for at least a week and a half, and we've been working with him. The biggest thing is Allen Robinson. What's he going to do? And, you know, we'll see if we can get work in this weekend and next week.
How excited were you for Blake Bortles, for him to get a start?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's great to see him come out. You know, we had some, you know, two drives with bad situations, but then comes back with a touchdown pass. And what a great way to end the night and getting the ball in the end zone and scoring some points.
The center position is still kind of a hotly contested position. I'm sure that it's something will be announced at some point, maybe next week. Do you guys have a preference, the quarterbacks?
No, I mean, we're just in there watching the guys compete each and every day, and, you know, we feel comfortable with a lot of them. They all have been doing a really good job. They're smart guys, know where to go with the plays, and, you know, we direct them most of the time, but they've been doing well.
Saturday, you have to be down to 53 on the roster by 4 o'clock. How difficult is it for a lot of guys on this football team as far as just the anxiety? Even though Gus preaches no anxiety, no stress, but the reality is that it's part of this life.
Yeah, it's tough, and especially just seeing the guys and going through a lot of things that we went with, mini camp, training camp. These guys are part of our team, and they set memories with us, and they'll hold us tight, you know, throughout the season, that they got us better each and every day, and we wish them the best in another team or if they're still here.
All right, thank you, Chad. Appreciate the time.
Thanks.
All right, let's bring in my fellow cohort amongst the radio broadcast, pride of the Jaguars, Tony Boselli. The fourth preseason game, the number one priority is always in the fourth preseason game, to have it roll at a pretty good tempo to get it over with, but most importantly is to get everybody out of the game healthy.
Yeah, injuries. I mean, you don't want any injuries, especially big ones on guys you're counting on. Now, they held the number of guys out, so you take that off the board, but there's still guys that they're going to be counting on this year, and they got out pretty clean. You know, we got a report that Storm Johnson had to leave with a dinged up ankle. But he's your fourth running back most likely, so you don't want anyone to get hurt. But if that's the worst of it, it's not bad.
Yeah, the two I think that are concerning, Tandon Doss, from talking to head coach Gus Bradley,
okay,
re-injured the ankle that he had hurt in training camp and in a training camp practice. The other one is Rashad Reynolds, the undrafted rookie.
That's right, I forgot about
Oregon
him.
State. It was reported to us that it was a foot. They got confused between metacarpal and metatarsal. It's actually a broken hand that's going to require surgery. So those two injuries affect what's going to happen this weekend getting down to 53.
And listen, I don't want to discount any of those guys, because Rashad Reynolds is probably going to be, was going to be a chance to be a gunner and to make the 53-man roster. And Tandon Doss, you know, you hate to see it because he hasn't had a chance all year. With that said, you want to come out of here without the guys that you're frontline guys that you're going to count on every single day, especially on Sundays. Now, you hope those guys can be back and get healthy, but I think you have to feel good overall if you're Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell that, hey, we got out of this for the most part fairly healthy.
The center position is still undecided. We talked with Chad about that. And then, you know, as a quarterback, starting quarterback, he can't say, hey, I prefer this guy.
And he's not going to tell you.
No, he's not going to tell me, but who do you prefer?
Well, I actually think in the short run I might go with McClendon just because of the power and the he's a veteran. Going to be on the road twice. It's going to be loud, silent count. A lot of communication issues are going to happen early. But ultimately, I think it's going to be Luke Boyko this year.
Austin Pasdor is going to be out for some time. Tonight, Cam Bradfield got the start at left tackle, where he's going to be starting at right tackle. Is he going to be okay at right tackle for the season? And also, with the injury to Pasdor, does that change the number of offensive linemen that general manager Dave Caldwell may keep for the opening
day? Well, I think it's going to. I think Sam Young might be a guy you might have to keep, because not only is it Pasdor who's out, but Wells, the guy you really like who's going to make the roster. You can't let him go. You don't know where he's at. What can he do? How quickly can he get back? So I wouldn't be surprised if they keep Sam Young, at least in the short term, until you get some of those guys back. Listen, Austin Pasdor has become a very key element of this team. He played well in the preseason before he got hurt. Hopefully he'll be back sometime late September. We're estimating on that. I think Cam Bradfield can do a nice job. He's has some limits out in space, but you can help the right tackle, and I think he'll do just fine.
A couple high points in this ball game, special teams. Casey Redfern,
wow,
who throughout training camp was handling punting, place kicking duties as well, and tonight's game, because of injuries to Josh Scobie and Brian Anger, was held out, I think, with a groin injury. He had to handle all of the duties. He averaged, I think, about 48 yards a punt, ended up missing a field goal. But could a guy like with tonight's performance, like Casey Redfern, have earned possibly a practice squad spot?
Well, I think with the injury that Josh Gobe has right now, I mean, we all expect him to be ready, but you don't know. Why not put him on the practice squad? Because most likely they're not going to pick a punter up. Another team's not going to steal a punter. And so you have him there because he also can be your kicker if you get in a pinch. I think he did went a long way to prove that he has value on this roster. And listen, if you're just going to match, I mean, take the numbers and the names off the back of the jerseys and where they got drafted and everything else. Was there much of a difference this preseason punting the ball between Anger and Redfern?
Numbers pretty similar.
I mean, very similar. And tonight, this was the best punting performance we saw all preseason.
Now, Ace Sanders, his first game action this year in the preseason, took himself away for some treatment. Came back. This is going to be his last action. He's got a 4-game suspension. But, wow, I mean, talk about making an impact in your first game action. You have a couple really big punt returns. I'm looking at my numbers here. He had one for a 31-yard and another one for 23 yards. Impressive.
Well, and you look at the situation. You mentioned Tandon Doss's injury. That might open up a roster spot for Mike Brown as the fifth receiver. And you say, listen, we might not be great returning punts for the first 4 weeks, but we know week five we're getting a dynamic young man back who looks like, you know, he's got his mind in order and his life in order, and he's probably healthier than he's been in a long time. And what we saw tonight after limited practice, limited reps, was very, very impressive.
General Manager Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley, they have to be able to put their heads together and by Saturday at 4 p.m., come down to a 53-man roster. If there's one position that you think that they're going to be very active at looking and scanning the waiver wire for, what position would that be?
This is the easiest question you've asked me all night because you and I agree.
I threw you a softball.
You could have answered it for me. It's tight end.
Yeah.
Because you have Mercedes Lewis, and what do you have after that? Marcel Jensen did a nice job tonight, but do you have the confidence of him being the number two guy? And I know we have Clay Harbor, but you don't know what his status is. Mm-hmm. And so I would be shocked if there's not a tight end from another team that's on this roster.
Well, with Mercedes being the only healthy tight end, and Clay Harbor is a big question mark as far as when he could possibly return. Nobody knows the answer to that.
No, yeah, I mean, so really you have one tight end you're confident in, and then you have a bunch of guys you're like, well, they do this okay, but this not so good. And so you have to find a veteran guy. You have to go out there in the free agent market after cuts are made and say, hey, you know, where is the veteran guy who can come help us out?
All right, Tony, appreciate the time.
All right, Jeff, thanks.
All right, we're going to welcome in now. Come on in, Cecil. Come on right over here. Wide receiver, Cecil Short. Cecil, fourth preseason game. You got a lot of action, but you know, I'm sure you welcomed that opportunity just because of the inactivity that you had early on in the preseason.
Yeah, I felt like I needed it. Coaching staff felt the same way. And played about a quarter and a half today, and I felt pretty good.
This offense has had a lot of parts that have been in and out. How easy is it going to be to hit kind of the regular season with the wide receiving core, questions at the offensive line, going into Philadelphia?
Well, I think the wide receiver core is getting healthy at the right time. You know, Allen Robinson came back. We ran 100% a couple times this week. I came back the last 2 weeks, so Ace came back this week. So we're coming along at the right time. Offensive line, we got a few issues, but I think guys are ready to step up and play ball against Philly this week.
This weekend, the roster goes down to 53. You're going to be saying goodbye to some guys in your room and guys that have been in this locker room throughout the offseason and all through training camp. It's not easy time, is it?
It's always tough. You build relationships from April, sometimes longer than that, maybe a couple years. And it's always a sad time of the year and guys got to go. But hopefully guys, you know, keep in touch and catch on with another team.
Evaluate some of these young wide receivers that you're going to be carrying into the regular season. Allen Hurns, Marquise Lee, and obviously we haven't seen a whole lot. Allen Hurns, Marquise Lee, and then Allen Robinson, who we haven't seen a lot of. But it's going to be a young group, and you're going to be the leader of that group.
It's going to be exciting, man. This is to have them guys. Them guys are all explosive. They all can make plays. And so I guess I'm the leader of that group, being a fourth-year guy, and they're all rookies. But, you know, they're doing a good job of keeping their head on straight. My job is to keep them on the right path and keep them, you know, not straying off anywhere.
Tonight I thought it was a real highlight and a joy to see A. Sanders back on the football field and to have success as a punt returner.
Yeah, that was exciting. Just to, for him to step up and say, hey, I need help, want to go get help, come back, and then play this great, I think that's just it's a great story.
Cecil, appreciate you taking the time with us here.
Hey, thank you.
All right, that'll do with us here for Jaguars.com Live, brought to you by Everbank.